The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Joe. Welcome to another episode of the Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I am your host, Joe DeYoung. Today is Monday, March 15th. 2021. Today I have a co-host on my show today, and his name is Ron. So for those of you who can or can't see, this is Ron. It's my digital recorder that I use to put questions in and practice my questions. And he helps me keep the conversation going. And so today, ladies and gentlemen, I have another guest on my show today, and she is a local community activist and advocate for people with disabilities. So without further ado, let's welcome Heidi DeVries.
Hi, thanks, Joe, for having me on your show today. I'm really glad to be here.
Hey, you're welcome. Good afternoon, Heidi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying the sunshine.
You know what? I think we're all enjoying the sunshine. How's it feel to be on my show?
It's awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very excited to have you.
And I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you very much.
And I hear you have some questions for me.
Yep, I have some questions for you. So we'll get into them right now.
Okay.
All right, Ron, what's the first question? Here we go. All right, my first question. Can you explain what a community activist and advocate is?
Well, an advocate is somebody that knows how to speak up for themselves and get their message across to people that need to hear whatever it is you need to say. And an activist is somebody that's willing to come on shows like yours or, you know, do whatever you need to do in the community to help people that you care about.
Yeah, there you go. So that's what it is. And because to be a community advocate and activist, you gotta stick up and advocate for people with disabilities, or some people with disabilities that can't advocate for themselves too, which is really sad.
Yep. So I love to get together with folks and teach them how to advocate for themselves.
Yeah, but it takes time to advocate, but one thing at a time. You gotta learn to say the word first, and you got to learn how to speak up for yourself too, but it takes time.
Yep.
And you also took the Go Bus here too.
Yep, I love riding the Go Bus.
Well, so do I.
I used to be able to drive, but my car died and
it got
too expensive to afford to buy the new one. So you do what you got to do to keep mobile.
Yep, but So when you're a community advocate and activist, you said you help people with disabilities advocate for themselves.
Yep.
So how do you help them advocate for themselves?
Well, you just mentioned Go Bus, right?
Yep, that's right.
Well, that's one of the things I help people with disabilities advocate for is transportation. And there's some folks that, you know, don't know what is Go Bus, which is basically paratransit for people with disabilities. And I help people advocate to get themselves on Go Bus to ride it all over town. They don't know how to fill out applications to get on the bus, so I help them get on there and make sure that they know what they're doing when they ride the bus.
Yep, and also help them, teach them how to set up Go Bus reservations too.
Oh yeah, I'm a pro.
Well, it didn't take me too long to learn that.
Yeah, most of the folks that take the calls at the call center, all I gotta do is say hi, and they're like, "Oh, it's Heidi again."
Well, all right, Ron. What's the next question? Here we go. And the next question: when did this work first become your passion?
Well, I think it's been my passion since probably in my mid-20s. I went back to college to be a special ed teacher because I wanted to work with the kids in the school system to have them start learning how to advocate for themselves when they got out of school. Well, you know, money kind of didn't happen and my health took a turn for the worst. So I never quite did the special education teaching. But once I got into advocacy, probably about 20 years ago, my desire to be a teacher sort of helped in the advocacy field, because what you do is teach people what they need to know.
That's right. And teaching people with disabilities to advocate for themselves, it's also important too, because what if you need help or anything, and if you need some help, if you need say something, help, you got to help them. I mean, they got to say it.
Yep.
So I mean, it's not that hard to do it, but so when you teach them to make reservations for the Go Bus, you have to tell them that you would like to, that they got to make a go, they would like to make a Go Bus reservation for an example, you know, for Tuesday, the next Tuesday, and then they say where they want to go to and what time they'd like to be picked up, and then to the picked up and be dropped off at, and then the time to get picked back up from there, and then to head home too.
Yep. At first, people are kind of scared to do it, but after a while, it gets to be fun to book rides because you get to talk to a lot of nice people.
Yeah, but you know what? It's okay to be nervous, but it's good nervous.
Yep.
So, but I mean, and like you said, but as you get more and more comfortable with the Go Bus, it's fun.
Yep.
And Ron,
sure, better than staying home.
Yeah, it's better than, I agree with you there 100%. All right, Ron, what's the other question? All right, here we go. Why is it important for you and others to become community activists and advocates themselves?
Well, for so long, up until probably about 50 years ago, people with disabilities were kind of kept in the background, and you know, the community at large didn't really understand about disabilities. So now we need to educate, you know, the regular folks about what it's like to be disabled, and that people with disabilities shouldn't be mistreated anymore like they used to do way back when. Because you hear all kinds of stories about folks, you know, police would find kids locked up in basements and stuff because the parents or the communities were embarrassed to have us out in public. So now, you know, those of us that are activists are telling, you know, our stories and letting everybody know, you know, those of us with disabilities, we're just like everybody else.
Well, and you know what, I think we can prove to the community and educate them that people with disabilities too, like me, like someone with visual impairments, can also function in society too. Because it's sad that some people in the community today don't respect some people with disabilities.
Yep. I mean, even President Roosevelt was in a wheelchair and people didn't even know it because he rarely, you know, showed people that he was in a wheelchair. You know, because he knew how bad people treated folks with disabilities.
Yeah, because some people are too nervous to either show their disability or go out in public for fear that they would get picked on or called names or they would get made fun of.
Yep.
I mean,
that's sad.
It is. But it's important. I feel like, in my opinion, it's important to teach the community to teach the community about people with disabilities.
It is.
Because if they don't learn about people with disabilities, then how are they going to interact with someone with a disability?
Yep.
And people with disabilities too.
Yes, sir.
But with all the technology that's out these days, with iPads, iPhones, and iPod touches and everything else, it's all voiceover.
Sure is.
Yep. All right, Ron, what's the other question? What are the main areas are you most interested in seeing substantial changes in people in the lives of people with disabilities? Excuse me.
Well, if we had a whole lot of time, which we don't, I'd say we'd be talking about education, employment, housing, healthcare, and transportation. But for today, we'll talk about, you know, something we've already kind of brought up, which is GoBus.
Yep.
Because it helps us get around in the community. But it would be so much nicer if the bus line would go all over the county. Because as we know, some of the doctors are moving out into parts of the townships and the bus doesn't go there. So how do you get to your doctor's appointment if you don't have a ride? So right now, a lot of agencies are working to get transportation spread countywide in some form or another, which would be including folks with disabilities. And also, one of the other topics that's a favorite of mine is housing, because so many people on disability checks don't have the money for the ever-increasing cost of apartments. Most folks on SSI checks usually only get about $800 a month, and rent in Kent County is anywhere from $900 to $3,000 a month. So we're kind of priced out of the market, so we need to improve our housing stock for people with disabilities.
Right, and because I also heard, because to bring out the GoBus, you're also working on and fighting to get the GoBus to go out to, like you mentioned Township, correct?
Yes.
And then also Rockford too.
Yes.
To go out there also as well, because unfortunately the GoBus doesn't go out to Rockford or Township, because the GoBus can only be in the Grand Rapids area.
Pretty much. Although I think if you're hooked up with a service called RideLink, that will go out to Rockford, but only if you're hooked up with RideLink. And most of us aren't.
Nope. I'll use the GoBus to go shopping in the summertime. Like, I'll use it to go shopping for my groceries.
Yep.
So that's how I get my reservations going. Or I'll make my reservations by myself, and I'll do that independently. But the thing about the GoBus is that it can only, like the GoBus, it's a good service, but there'll make some stops along the way too, when you're making your way on the way to the grocery store or wherever you're going, or maybe on the way home.
Yeah, that's one of the few drawbacks of Go Buses is the fact that it is a ride share program.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but you gotta share, and you gotta have patience too, to, you know. But you know, I mean, you'll get home, but because you gotta, because you gotta get around in the community. Because if you don't use GoBus or a ride sharing service, or any like service like Uber or GoGo Grandparent, I mean, how are you gonna get around, and how are you gonna get to your doctors, like you just mentioned?
Yeah, you can't always depend on your family or your friends to do, you know, rides for you, especially if you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Nope, unfortunately not, because you got to depend on that yourself.
Yeah, because not everybody's got a car or a van that will get a wheelchair or a scooter onto their car.
Yeah, but you know what? Someday, I think we might have some self-driving vehicles pretty soon coming out.
Yeah, right now, an agency in town, Disability Advocates of Kent County, is working with somebody, I forget who, that they've had some folks with disabilities test drive some of these autonomous cars. And those are kind of cool. They had me in there in one of them. But they haven't quite got all the glitches out of them yet.
But they'll get them out of there. I mean, they're just working on it. So how was it being in the car?
It wasn't bad at all. Kind of a small car, though. So it'd be great just, you know, if you got to go to a doctor's appointment or something like that. But to go grocery shopping, I don't know how you'd pack all your stuff in the car with you and your wheelchair.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a small car, it can kind of make it tricky to get your groceries and stuff like that in the car.
Yeah, because the cars they have right now are not much bigger than the old VW Volkswagen Bugs.
Oh, yeah.
And those are pretty small.
Yeah, they are. I'll give you that. All right, Ron, and the last question. And my last question is, what do you suggest that others can become involved with community advocates and activists?
Well, basically, find out which agencies in town are doing things with folks who have disabilities. And there's a ton of agencies. You just kind of pick whichever ones are doing what you're the most passionate about. Disability Advocates of Kent County is one. The Arc of Kent County is another one. You know, Hope Network is doing all kinds of things. You know, the health department is doing stuff with people with disabilities. They're starting some new pilot programs on emergency preparedness to help you deal with situations like we're in right now with the COVID.
And the pandemic that we're in right now too.
Yes, they have an awesome class on how to deal with that. And it's designed for folks with disabilities in mind. You know, there's just all kinds of places to go.
Yeah, I mean, there is, but you know what? There's programs that Hope Network are doing, and some other ones too, like for emergency programs, like to prepare for a tornado or a fire.
Yep, the health department is doing that.
Well, hats off to the health department.
Yeah, in fact, one of the classes, you go to the Kentwood Fire Station over by the library on Bratton and 44th Street.
Yep.
And they will give you a tour through there and let you check out the fire engines and all the tools and stuff they carry. and they will teach you how to use fire extinguishers, and they even turn on their hoses from the fire truck and let you put out fires in their backyard and fire pits.
Yep.
So it's really fun.
It sounds like they make it a lot of fun, too.
And they will show you how to do hands-on CPR and first aid and a whole lot of other fun stuff.
They also teach people with disabilities that, too.
Yes, they do. We've had folks in the class with visual impairments. One whole class was just for folks with hearing impairments. And a sign language interpreter came in and helped out. And quite a few of us with crutches and wheelchairs got into the class and learned how to do all that stuff.
Oh, cool. Alrighty. All right, Ron, is there any more questions? Let's see. No, I don't have any other questions on my voice recorder. Thank you so much for being on my show today. It was very exciting to have you here.
I loved coming, and I hope I get to come back.
You know what? I think we'll have you back here in June.
Cool.
I'm very excited, and I can't wait to have you back here in June on my show again.
I'd love to come back.
So when you come back on my show, we'll discuss the other topics on the show that you mentioned earlier, but before we got on air.
Okay.
Before we go, is there anything that you would like to add? Anything that's like you would like to say or add to the conversation?
Well, if anybody would like to get a hold of me, I will, if I can, leave my phone number with you and your staff. So if anybody wants to get a hold of you to ask, you know, to call me about stuff, I'd love to have people give me a call and I'll see if I can help out.
All right. Cool. Well, it's important to help out in the community. All righty.
And if they have lots of other questions about other places that they can go to get help, boy, I love to refer people.
All righty. Is there anything else?
Right off the bat, that's all I can think of for the moment.
All right. Well, it's been a good conversation. It's been a good conversation that we've discussed, and it's been a pretty good topic.
Yep.
All righty. Well, thank you for listening to today's episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. And before I go, if there's anyone that would like to be on my show and tell their story, please give Mindy a call. She helps me book my shows, and her phone number is 616-726-0979. Again, it's 616-726-0979. And if you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment down below, and please leave a rating and review. And you can listen to my show on WKTV channels Comcast 25 and AT&T 99. And my show airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. So I will see you all next week, Monday. So please take care of yourself and others. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.